Masechet Makot Perigimel Mishnah Yud Gimel Mishnah says, Yada Tefach, the strap had a handle that was one Tefach long, Ve'rochba Tefach, and the width of the strap would be one Tefach. So it was long enough so that when the sinner was hit by it, Ve'rosha Magat Al Pi Kereso, that the tip of the whip reached the edge of his stomach. The strap had to be long enough so that when eventually the sinner was hit by it, that the tip of that strap reached all the way over his body and all the way to his stomach. Umake oto shelish milefanav. When he was getting hit, the person who was hitting had to hit with 1/3 of the lashes onto his chest. Ushte adot mileaharav, and 2/3 of the lashes on his back, which he would divide up by each shoulder. Ve'eno make oto lo omed ve'lo yoshev ela muteh. He wouldn't hit the sinner while the sinner was standing or sitting, but he was leaning over. He would be leaning over. Shne'emar ve'pilo ha'shofet. Like the pasuk tells us that the judge will lower him, so he's going to be lower. He can't be all the way down, and he can't be standing up regular, but he's lowered a bit. V'hamakeh makeh biyado ahat bekol kocho. The one who was giving the malchut would hold the strap with one hand, and he would strike with all of his strength.